Last time on Our Digital Nation, I hopped on the phone with Wanda Gaddison, Public Information Officer at the Washington, D.C. Office of Unified Communications, and Eric Hines, 311 Operations Manager at the Washington, D.C. Office of Unified Communications, or OUC, as you'll hear me use throughout these episodes. This is the agency that manages both 311 and 911 services across the district, the former of which they replatformed on Salesforce Service Cloud, giving the team ways to support more communication channels between call center agents and the public, all on one nice, neat, integrated platform. During this episode, Wanda, Eric, and I discussed the catalyst behind the system change. They needed to support modern communication channels like Twitter without sacrificing the quality of service that they are providing over more traditional channels like email or phone calls. We also talked about the result of this system change. Prior to moving to the cloud, the OUC was managing 1.8 million phone calls per year. After moving to the cloud, the OUC was still managing 1.8 million phone calls per year. But now they were scaling to also provide service via Twitter, web chat, and more, demonstrating their newfound ability to service more of the market, if you will. Lastly, we talked about how this transformation helped to reinforce the team's commitment to the mission, a statement that reads as follows: to provide fast, professional, cost-effective response to emergency and non-emergency calls across the district. So I thought, what better way to see how these resulting capabilities are truly making an impact on the community, truly making an impact with respect to that mission statement, than to sit down with some of the customers using it? On today's episode, you'll meet Terry Lynch, Executive Director of the Downtown Cluster of Congregations, an organization that is
a consortium, nonprofit consortium of about 45 congregations here in the city from various wards, trying to engage A to Z kind of public improvement issues that impact the neighborhoods and the rest of, whether it's safety, whether it's public health, whether it's employment revitalization, trying to make the city and the community better for the community. Our goal is to be partners, really, with the D.C. government, federal government, and the business community. How do we work together to make it a successful, safe community for residents and visitors?
As well as Antoine Holmes, chair for the Advisory Neighborhood Commission.
ANC's Advisory Neighborhood Commissions are a group of elected commissioners that's from a cluster of nearby neighborhoods. So my neighborhood is Deanwood. We also have Lincoln Heights, Richardson Dwelling. We have Burrville, far northeast, that cluster right there in the town. What we see our jobs as is basically helping our constituents be able to better interface with district agencies for services, as well as we provide great weight decisions on issues that affect the commission, such as economic development or things that have to go before zoning, et cetera. And if we have to also testify before the council on issues.
As you might imagine, given their background, both Terry and Antoine are vocal representatives of the DC community and super users of the OUC services. They'll kick us off by sharing how they're using the 311 platform and the resulting impacts they've seen across various wards in the district. Then they'll discuss some of the ways they've inspired, or are inspiring, fellow residents to take part in that same kind of civic duty, and what they would like to see more of if you were to repeat this example and this best practice established by the OUC's model in other communities across the nation. This is part two of our special episodes, live from the Washington, D.C. Office of Unified Communications.
Thank you for calling 311, the Mayor's Citywide Call Center. Para Español, presione 8. Please listen to this message in its entirety. To better serve you, our menu options have recently changed. For the parking meter repair hotline, press 1. For DMV-related questions and services, press 2. For the Department of Energy and Environment, press 3.
You guys are both very active customers, if you will, of the DC OUC. Can you talk to me a little bit about how you engage the team here?
Well, as part of my work and as a resident of the city, you want to see things improve. So as 311 developed, it became clear that it was the easiest, quickest, most reliable tool to getting things done in terms of whether you're dealing with clean, green, safe issues. I have a history of having worked on a number of different issues here in the city, whether it's revitalizing downtown through housing, working on the Mayor Williams Library Task Force, things like that. And the goal is always to see, get things done to improve. And 311 was a key for getting a lot of the little things done, whether it's safety-related, sanitation, trash related.
One of the things that you'll see on the edge of town where I'm at, you'll see a lot of illegal dumping because there's a lot of vacant lots, a lot of vacant homes. So one of the first things I started using 3114 was to basically just start reporting those type of issues, clean out this alleyway or inspect this lot, overgrowth, etc. And then it kind of just evolved from there as I started to learn through what all the other different 311 categories were out there. I started applying it to all of those different types of calls as well.
In preparing for this interview, I noticed that you in particular, sir, have quite an active Twitter handle.
Yes.
Tons of great stuff on there. I saw that recently you've been doing a lot of that mentioning of like departments like Parks and Rec. You have your Fitbit challenge going on up there. Can you talk to me a little bit about what it's like to kind of engage in this online to offline style experience?
Yeah, so using 311 a lot, I've tried every different method and I still continue. I like trying every different method. I make calls. I use the desktop. I use the web app and I like to use Twitter. And Twitter is very transparent. I take a picture. I show it in. I find out what the request that's closest to the request of what I'm trying to do. And I make sure I put that in there. And I also do it that way. And I use it as a tool to engage my fellow constituents and neighbors to show them it's just that easy to do that. Hey, just have you taken a picture of it? Have you sent it in? And they're really good. The media staff here, if you're only really good at responding back after I put a request out there, they'll send me back my service request number. And they'll also send me an email. And again, that just continues the process of getting things done.
Now, as you guys have heard, we've been talking a lot about the DC OUC's shift over to the cloud.
Yes.
Have you guys noticed a difference in engaging with the DC OUC since that shift? You're nodding for me, Antoine. I'll go ahead and start with you then.
Yes,
you can elaborate.
I remember the old system. It was clunky. The app was clunky. The data was in different silos. And it's one of the things that I really said to OUC is that we really got to talk about the profile here of us being able to manage. I want to be able to manage the workflow of all my tickets when I put them out there and get a response back or know exactly where we are during the remediation process. Moving from the previous system to the newer system, I definitely see it's getting there. It's getting better in terms of the data actually being consolidated. What I started to see lately is basically that they're starting to give me updates in between tasks.
What I've noted over time, staff just keeps getting better and more responsive. It's one of the more responsive city agencies, frankly. I visit other cities, and I see that those cities are not as clean, as green as D.C. Whenever I go there, it becomes maybe a bit of an obsession. I'll go there, and I will notice that the public space is a lot more deteriorated and not as well maintained nearly as well as D.C.'s. And I think the 311 tool here is one of the reasons why the public space is in better condition than what I'm seeing in other cities. We could be better. Don't get me wrong. I think we could be a lot better. At the same time, we're still ahead, and hopefully these other cities will replicate and use public education to get the community more engaged.
I have to agree with Terry in terms of the greenness of our city. More so, we love our green space, and we definitely use a lot of 301 to make sure we take care of those assets.
And how do you guys see a response coming through from engaging in 311? You know, if you think about the influence that it has on your fellow citizens.
I see mostly as improving quality of life at the neighborhood level. So let's say you get graffiti cleaned up. It could be gang-related graffiti or other tagging. Quality of life in the neighborhood improves when you have illegal dumping cleared up, when you have a site that's cleared like that. Most common complaint of people is roads, critical issue. Sidewalks, we have a lot of seniors aging in place. There's a lot of tripping hazards.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a critical issue if seniors fall. It's a critical health issue for a lot of our seniors as I'm dealing with some aging seniors in my family. Having that sidewalk fixed makes it much easier for the senior to get up and go out in the neighborhood if indoor people in wheelchairs challenge. So just overall improves the day-to-day quality of life of people in neighborhoods if it's being used consistently, effectively.
Okay.
Key thing is to have enough users doing it consistently, effectively. The goal has got to be to get people using it citywide consistently over time, and that can improve the quality of life of the neighborhood. If you're a resident neighborhood, you're parking in your rear and you go out to the alley all the time, the street light's out in your alley when you're coming home or going out, you don't quite feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Same with congregations. If they're having a Wednesday night choir practice and the street light's not working there, or the sign in front where it says no parking entrance is faded so people are parking there, it's the day-to-day little things that most impact people's lives wherever they're living. And then they come to realize we can use 311. You know what improves the welcoming, improves our immediate block. People feel more welcome, safer.
Sure. It's taking pride in your community. It's taking pride in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
As you guys take a look around at your neighbors, whether it's those folks that are in those more formal organizations or just your neighbors on your block, what do you want them to consider when they go about their day-to-day, when they run into that out at stoplight or that illegal dumping?
311 is a way to get agencies to come out here and to address your issues rather than just waiting for if they have enough inspectors, to come out and come see what's going on your side of town. So it's empowering. There's many times where, you know, I get phone calls from constituents who are like, Commissioner, can you do this or report this issue? And I'll tell them, I was like, well, have you tried to call 311? Do you have a ticket? Or start getting the conversation going to see, like, self-empower them to be able to report on their own issues. Still, I will still do it and do it for them, but
sure.
Want to get the process going of everybody can call 311, not just commissioners, not just, it's not a VIP line, it's for everyone.
It's hard, lots are very busy. I mean, people sure. In my neighborhood, just being on my block, they're very busy. They're traveling to work, they're raising their kids, they're dropping off, picking up. How do you get dinner? How do you keep the house together? So not everybody can do it, but there are certain folks who at different stages, somebody's recently retired, somebody's at home, their kids are. So depending on the situation, some people can get engaged, be engaged on it. Otherwise, most people are very busy leading their lives, and I understand that. So, but hopefully in every neighborhood, we can find those who are able and have the time and the ability to use 311. But it's like anything, you're more successful, the more engaged you are, the more families engaged in whatever the opportunities are, the more residents take advantage of the many opportunities, the more successful the communities can be. One person can make a difference. OUC's done such a great job making it so quickly that you can directly put in a work order to facilitate that.
I'll put a lot of 311 requests out there via Twitter and get response back. And then what you end up having is that people start calling the organization and start saying, hey, Commissioner Holmes, I saw you got a response on blah, blah, blah. Twitter, can you help me with X, Y, Z? So it's a good tool to start to help re-engage folks or engage new folks who move into the community on saying, okay, this is, you're in D.C. now. This is the 311 is what you got to use to get the process going if you start to have an issue.
I think what people can learn is people tend to be divided into two types. Some people are complainers, some are doers. And the 311 allows people, you know, they complain, oh, the city, you know, there's a pothole in the alley, and they'll complain. And then once you show, oh, here's, put it in, and it gets done, you can switch the conversation around to it can be done. So you can switch people around from complaining about the city hasn't done this or that to, oh, yeah, it can get done. And then they start to see, when people see a result, that's when you kind of shift the paradigm. And it impacts quality of life, safety issues, health issues across the board, which becomes a big picture item. So 311, hopefully, if more and more people use it, realize what a great tool it is, as people, as the public gets more educated about it, you can make the city safer, cleaner, healthier for everyone.
It's just, if you see something, you say something. You see that at a site needs some type of district agency service to it, call it in. There's many ways to do it, or take a picture, text anything.
If you were to go to other districts, other cities, other communities, and kind of advise them on various ways that they might put a system like the OUC's into practice, what would be maybe your top things that you would put on that wish list?
I often think of why have other cities now replicated a number of practices DC is using. For example, Chicago is not controlled homicide rate. They should be hiring DC's top police officer who are engaged in community policing, but they haven't. They're kind of run by an old boy network. What I would be doing if I was running at these other cities is they've got to be looking at what are best practices, what gets the most results. DC definitely has some high results in terms of it's got a much lower homicide rate than Chicago, Baltimore.
Yeah.
The OUCs, they should be looking at what other cities are achieving success, whether in terms of policing, public spaces, public services, or whatever. Those mayors, rather than relying on kind of the old networks that they've been relying on for years, the old boy networks or whatever they're relying on, need to be thinking outside the box and say, hey, how do I improve things? So they should be looking to, I hate to say it, they should be stealing Ms. Holmes away to be running their agency. They should be hiring Diane Grooms from MPD to be the police chief at Chicago or Baltimore. So they should be looking at people who know how to use these tools, know how to engage with the community, and they should be robbing D.C. left and right of some of our effective civic managers.
Antoine, how about you?
I recommend these for other cities, but also, as we've been talking before, we're not done here yet.
So fair enough.
I want to make sure that, you know, the city needs to continue to invest more in Wi-Fi, Internet of Things, sensors. Like Terry was saying before, there are people who are busy. Those sensors aren't. Put them on trash cans to let you know when they're full. Put them on places where you know where leaks are going to be. Put those things everywhere. And then finally, I would say, let's leverage all of the digital, the district's platforms to be able to promote 311 so that everybody know, again, it's not a VIP line, that on a district screen. Yeah. So if you're at the library or if you're at a rec center, when the screen center comes up, you know, you can call 311. If you do the portal page for DC free Wi-Fi, oh, 311 is something else that you can do. You have digital displays at all of the rec centers, the libraries, the schools. It says, hey, it just gives information, 311. So push the message out there that the tool is out there, and then let's really try to make the tool available for everybody.
To learn more about the technology behind the channels Antoine and Terry are using as customers of the DCOUC, check out sfdc.co/Washington DC. That's sfdc.co/Washington DC. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the OUC's 311 platform strategy. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in to Our Digital Nation. To learn more about the trends and technology behind the discussion, visit us at salesforce.com/industries/government or follow us on Twitter at SalesforceGOV.